Happy Sabbath, everybody. Who here is happy today? That's awesome, because did you know that the Bible tells us that today is the day that the Lord has made, and that we should rejoice and be glad and happy in it? Now, today I'm going to tell you a story that many of y'all are pretty familiar with, but there's some important lessons that I want to tell you guys today. So it's the story of Noah and how he was so faithful and he built an ark. So Noah was a righteous man. He served God all the days of his life, and he had found favor in the sight of the Lord. But everybody around him, everybody, except maybe a few family members, was wicked and evil. And the Lord was very grieved because of this. The Lord realized that humanity had become so corrupt that he had to destroy them. So God said that he was going to destroy everything on earth. Now, that was probably pretty scary for Noah to learn, don't you think? But God told him, gave him some instructions, and he told him to build a huge boat called an ark. And God told Noah exactly how to build this ark and exactly what to do. And who knows if Noah did this? Did he build an ark? Yeah. And did he do exactly what God told him to do? Yeah. God told him exactly the type of wood to make it out of, how many rooms, how big it was supposed to be, and what was supposed to go inside. Now, God told Noah that he would deliver Noah. And that's what he did. So eventually, after the ark was built, Noah went inside the ark with 7 of every clean animal and 2 of every unclean animal. And he took his sons and his sons' wives, and they went into the ark, and the Lord shut the door of the ark. Now, there was a huge, huge flood that occurred. And this must have been super scary. Chaos everywhere, don't you think? There was water that spouted from the depths of the earth and water that came from the sky. And that had never happened before. All these things, all these scary things were happening to Noah. But Noah, he might have been scared, but he knew that God had a plan for him. And he obeyed God. And eventually, after 40 days, everything, all the rain, all the flood, it ceased. But Noah still had to be patient. And eventually, he was patient for like 150 days. And he got off the boat. But what was the first thing that he did? Can anybody remember the first thing he did after he got off the ark? He let out the animals, but the first thing he did was he prayed and he praised God. He built an altar to God and sacrificed to him, and he worshiped God. And God still continued to find favor in Noah. And he blessed Noah for what he had done, for his obedience to God. And he gave Noah a promise to never send another huge flood like that again. And has that happened? No, there's not been another huge flood, because God keeps his promises. And he kept his promise to Noah, as well as all the other promises that he has in the Bible. Now, can anybody think of a lesson that we can learn from this story? Because there are so many. And if you can't, that's okay, because I can tell you too. But does anybody have one? To obey God. Yeah, that's a huge lesson. Because sometimes God gives us commandments that seem so weird, maybe, to us and our sinful human selves. Like, why would we do that? But God tells us that if we listen to everything he says, even when people might be cruel to us for listening to God, or might be mean to us, we should still listen to everything God says, because eventually, if we're patient and we understand what and we do what God says, it will work out for good. So, can I have somebody to pray?
Dear God, thank you for all of them. Thank you for your protection, goodness, and those being that. Thank you for letting us to come here to worship you. And bless the sick to be healed. And bless the poor in need to have things like food and clothes. Amen.